going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, now time to welcome in the Saints' newest draft pick, linebacker Danny Stutzman. Join us here on WWL Saints Radio. Danny, congratulations. How's your day going, man?
It's going great now. Thank you guys so much, man. Pleasure to be on here.
Thanks so much. You're here with Saints legend Deuce McAllister, WWL draft analyst Mike Dettillier, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss. I'm going to hand it over to Deuce McAllister right now for a question. What you got, Deuce?
Danny, first I want to tell you congratulations, and you know, and I just want to know how a young man from Florida ends up at Oklahoma and not one of the local state schools.
Yeah, so none of the schools wanted me, first and foremost. Didn't really have any offers to any of the schools around Florida, and he's kind of offended by that. But it's something I'm not used to by now. But during COVID, you know, kind of Oklahoma went above and beyond with the recruitment, you know, via Zooms. They never actually got to see me in person, but they took a shot on a kid from Florida, the small 3-star recruit, and it paid off well.
Danny, this is Mike Hoss of do radio play-by-play for the Saints with Deuce. You know, talk about the defense that Oklahoma ran, primarily a 4-3, but did some 3-man fronts and you know, with the Saints probably with Brandon Staley moving or at least evolving to more of a 3-4. Talk about where your skill set is and what could be a 3-4.
Yeah, for sure. You know, in Coach Venable's system, you know, it's very multiple. There's a lot of different looks that we give. You know, if that's the 3-man front or the 4-man front. You know, I'm putting a lot of different positions. You know, there's been times where I'm up on the line, you know, doing different disguises, different coverages, or if I'm blitzing off the edge, you know, obviously, you know, I'm most comfortable, you know, playing behind the ball just as a middle linebacker and just making plays however I can.
Danny, Mike Dettillier, first of all, congratulations on coming to the Saints. And every week we do Tulane Tuesday. And so when Oklahoma played Tulane this year, I brought it up to Coach Summerall. Man, every time I watch that film, it's like they got you and your brother playing. It's like twins. Man, you were all over the field. And your instincts, to me, is the biggest trait for you. You know where the ball is, and you can kind of get it in your head, get the body to tell, the head to tell the body where to go real quickly. And I think that's a big part of your game, understanding where to go. The second part of the question is, how much have you really worked on the coverage part of the game? Because I think you really improved in that area over the last couple of years for the Sooners.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously, you talk about instincts, but there's a lot that goes into that. Obviously, when you look at, you know, the week to week, there's a lot of preparation before you even get on that field, you know, watching a lot of film, and then at the end of the day, you practice how you play. But, I mean, you're right. Those instincts, something you can't teach. I think that's something that, from a young age, something I've always had. I'm damn good at finding the football. And when you go to I'm sorry, I forgot your second question.
On the coverage part of the game, because that's such a big part of it today, not only playing against the run, but I thought you improved so much in the coverage part of the game over the last 2 years.
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, you know, with Coach Venables, you know, with all the different looks that we give, you know, I've been in a lot of different coverages, you know, if that's man or zone, you know, just playing different spots. And, yeah, I mean, every single day you're working your everyday drills, you're going to improve on that. And, you know, every time you go 7-on-7, in your scale periods, your team periods, you know, you got to try and get something out of it. So coverage has been a big emphasis. You know, I still think I need to improve. And obviously, there's a lot of different rules in the NFL that kind of makes it a little easier with a little less RPO game, but a lot more play action. And so I think I can still improve on that.
Danny, one of the things I wanted to ask you, were you one of the captains defensively or captain overall? And then was it hand signals or did you guys kind of, I don't want to say huddle completely, but how did you get the calls? Who passed along those calls to everyone else?
Yes, sir. So I was a three-year captain. You know, I was a captain my sophomore year up until my senior year. And I really, really prided myself on that, just being a leader, you know, as a young guy coming in, making plays, and then earning that. And, yeah, in the college football, it's changing a lot. So it started off kind of being strictly hand signals. But, you know, as you know, teams, you know, figured those hand signals out, you can change as much as you want. But they got a lot of dudes over there on the other sideline that they get paid to figure out what those signals mean. So I think kind of as the year went on, we had to kind of switch to kind of a huddle-up defense, because typically when teams played, Coach Venable, they'd huddle as well, just kind of slow it down, kind of to, you know, take off our tempo that we play with on defense. But we were kind of dynamic with how we did it.
Danny, was there an inkling that the Saints had a lot of interest in you before they made that pick?
Yeah, I think with them being my only workout, you know, in this process, you know, Coach Sermon came to Norman. And so to kind of see him, you know, I met with him in Indy as well. I think there was kind of a little bit of idea. You know, my dad actually played with Coach Ireland back in college. And so, you know, there's a lot of interest there, a lot of mutuals. But at the end of the day, you never really know until you know.
Danny, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak told me to ask you about all the hats you ended up going shopping. I know you were prepared and had your Saints cap ready for the Zoom call, but apparently you went out shopping, getting prepared for this moment.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately I didn't get sent, you know, all 32 hats, so I had to make do, you know, had to stop at Lids a little bit. You know, they had 11 different hats, so, you know, kind of around a 33% chance that I picked the right one. You know, fortunately it worked out that I got a Saints one.
Danny, you know, the Saints have picked two Texas players before, and I know there's a little bit of a rivalry between OU and Texas, but now teammates with two other guys that play the University of Texas, and you're an Oklahoma guy.
Yeah, I mean, I got the horns down tattooed on my body. You know, obviously, being from Oklahoma, it's in my blood not to like Texas, but at the end of the day, you know, they're now my teammates. You know, they're part of the family, part of the brotherhood. You know, I'm going to accept them. I'll accept any other man in that locker room.
Danny, a couple of questions for you, Mike Haas again. Jeff Ireland was a kicker back at Baylor. What position did your dad play?
He played tight end, but he played a little bit in high school, so they kind of had a good relationship in the locker room, you know, kind of specialist to specialist a little bit.
And the second question, you come into kind of a unique situation with Demario Davis and Pete Werner. I don't know how much you know about the Saints linebacking. They did a lot of a 4-2-5 kind of, you know, two linebacker sets, and certainly going to be probably much different than that. So you have this opportunity to learn from, you know, a guy like Demario Davis, none better from a human being standpoint and also a player standpoint, but also the opportunity to probably get on the field. That's got to be very exciting.
Absolutely. You know, to have a veteran like that, you know, just kind of learn from. You know, you kind of got to mimic, you know, what's kind of given that success for so long in the NFL. You want to try and figure that out and pick his brain, you know, and be a sponge for all that information. You know, with the kind of a new scheme that they're going to be running, you know, you want to be kind of just take it all in, try and learn as fast as you can. And at the end of the day, they're not going to play. So put someone on that field they don't trust that knows their playbook.
And I got to ask you, special teams-wise, did you play on the core special teams any at Oklahoma?
Oh, you're not playing on the field if you don't contribute on special teams. You know, you can't be a starter on defense and not play special teams. So, yes, sir.
Danny, curious, have you gotten to visit New Orleans? How familiar are you with this city?
Not very familiar. Never had the chance, never had the opportunity to be there. You know, we played LSU once. Unfortunately, didn't come out on top, so that was the only kind of trip to Louisiana I've ever had.
We have a tradition, the Who Dat Nation says a Who Dat chant for the game. I don't know if you've heard it before, but it goes, Who Dat, Who Dat, Who Dat say they're going to beat them Saints for. So for all the black and gold faithful out there, Danny, just asking you to give your first Who Dat to the fan base right now, please, with some enthusiasm.
Who Dat, Who Dat.
That's good. Well done, Ben.
Well done.
Good job, Danny. Congratulations, bro.
It was meant to be.
There you go.
We sure hope so. Thanks so much for the time, man. And have a great rest of your day. Enjoy it and look forward to seeing you on the field here.
All right. Thank you guys so much for your time, man.
Thank you, Danny. Danny Stutzman, the new linebacker for the Black and Gold.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.